Sifches, Simon Yud Sifches. So Kappa is a coat.
Gentlemen, you guys shut the light.
We'll get it. Enough? Yeah, we'll get it. I have the key.
You got a key?
I have a key, yeah.
Good for you then, because shut the light over there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That's it. So you have this coat and it has a, let's say it has a slit in the back, thereby creating four corners. It has a corner in the front, on the right side, corner on the front, on the left side, in the back, and it has two corners because it has a split down the back. You picture your kapata, which you can hear the name kapata in the word kappa. So it has four corners. Im yikmu ba ashtringa. So you want to close it in order to make it have a locha like it's closed to patra from tzitzis. So what are you going to do? You're going to put an ashtringa on. So an ashtringa is some type of a clasp which holds the two sides together. Okay. So this idea that you have only works. It has to be more than halfway down the opening. And it has to be below the area where you would have the belts. What you gain with that is that the closure is that clearly obvious to all people. Because otherwise you have a maris ayin issue. People will perceive it as looks like it's open. It won't be so obvious. So you're saying, truthfully, this works. This process works. But the problem is a maris ayin issue. We need to address the maris ayin issue. Mishmur chavches, ashtringa. Hudavar ha-mechar b'tzidit study ha-beger achas elachos. It's something which holds the two sides of the garment together. Now, the opposite should be true. If you want to be machmir, if this works, so if you want something to be open and chayim in tzitzis, so you can't use this because it's going to create a problem. So, for example, you don't want to make a clasp down the sides, because that will close your garments. Now, for who this halacha that this clasp works to close the garment? It's well bent, so you picture the clasp. So it goes through. There's a loop on one side. You go through the loop, and you come back, and you fold back over. So it's quite bent down. So once you put it through the loop, it's not easy to take it out. You have to like bend it up to get it out. So that works. So then you need to do a maisa to unclasp it. The mezecha shivi chibur gomer. This would consider it a full fledged connection. Handling you to climb. This would create a situation of climb. That's considered the two items are connected, and if one is wool and one is linen, it's a problem. Handling your tzitzis, and over here the abi hilchos tzitzis will create a patur when it's closed. When it's closed at that point, but if it's not that, hard to open, you only like a separate like mice of undoing it. So that's not sufficient. So, for example, putting a button there that you button into the button the buttonhole, so even though you have to unbutton it, but that's not enough. What he means over here, that's the point is something which you, it's attached, and even after, besides working it through the hole, you have to like open up this piece of metal to allow it to slip through the hole to undo it. So there's more, much more of a process. It says even when you do that, though, you have a marasayan issue. It has to be obvious lenayim in such a way that people can tell marasayan. Okay, people will wonder, maybe these things sticking out are on a bagel which is not open enough. Well, nobody's going to think that. Why should they think that? But over here, it's obvious to people. They see it looking like it's not open properly, even though halachically it is. Or vice versa. Here we're saying that the point is, over here it is, you want it to be potter, right?
Not so, closed properly.
The people think it's not closed enough, even though really, halachically, it is closed enough, and it's potter, and people will think it's chayiv. Okay. Tess. Hakanafayim tzach shiyu merubaos v'lo shiyu agulois. The corners have to be square and not round. Mishabur is not very helpful over here. It says Lo Shiyim Rubos Lamed Aleph. Then Igul Nikar Kanof. If it's rounded, it's not considered Kanof. But the Bir Halacha Lo Shiyim Agulis does raise the question. Tzarchian, the Dimask Loshiyu Agulis. Tzarchian Akama Nikra Bishem Agulis. How round is round? Or at what point in time does it say it's not called round anymore, it's called square? The answer Lord Medayade Shemashu Shiago Chuda Shalakanov Tipata Shuv Habega Mitzitzes. If there's this little mashu of a circular at the edge, oh, it's Potter because it's Agul. That's not Mistab. Lo yeh other ribua habeg and ribua mizbeach. I'll prove it to you. We know that the halacha is, it says that we're assuming that the definition of a beg is arba kafres kasuscha. A kanof has to be square. We know by the mizbeach that the size of the edges of the mizbeach have to be a perfect right angle. They have to be squared off. They can't be rounded. But even so. If there is a little bit is gouged out, it doesn't pass on the mizbeach, and the shear is either less than a tefach or less than the area you'd be able to stick a kezias in. Well, now, maybe that's referring to somewhere along the side of the mizbeach, not the corner. So the Mishabura, it doesn't differentiate between here and the corner that's missing something, as opposed to the side that's missing something. It doesn't differentiate. So apparently that's the shear, whether it's in the corner or the side. So the answer is, for your nice big mizbeach, the corner doesn't have to be a perfect square. It could be rounded a little bit. Masha the chol gavlik shera. Vayim besukadaf mem tesam anal. But Tosha dimaskus shakol. That time the lebotim imenu adayin shem ribua. Okay, so you see that it doesn't have to be a perfect square. Ach efshe the yeshachal ben mizbech shehu gadol become musar lin yunein. I could argue, however, the Mizbeach was a gigantic building. It was 9 amos tall, the corners were 10 amos tall, but the rest of the Mizbeach was 9 amos tall, which raises, somewhere between 14 and right, 18. And 18 feet tall, 13 and a half and 18 feet tall. It was Lama Beis Amos at the bottom, which is somewhere between the area of 48 to 64 feet long. If you picture the Beis Medrash of the Yeshiva, basically that was the size of the Mizbeach. It was 18 feet high and 60 feet by 60 feet. That was the size of the Mizbeach. You ever picture the Mizbeach? It's a Mizbeach. It's a gigantic thing. And, you're walking up on the... So there, one of the edges, it wasn't a perfect... you're not going to really notice this lacking ribua because in one spot it wasn't a perfect square. Compared to the rest of the size, it's not that noticeable. But in a corner of a bag, it maybe that would be more noticeable. But
what about the square? If it's not 90, let's say it's either less than 90 or greater than 90.
So that
still square.
So that the Kazanish
still pointed at the
spoke about before, the fact that the bag can have 5 corners and mikhaiv and tzitzes. So the pshat in that is it's not limited to an area where there were the right angles. So obviously, you see, you don't need a 90 degree angle for that purpose, because the vast majority of the cases of a beggar, which is, has five corners to it, so you're going to get more of a pentagon type of a shape, which means the angles are not 90 degrees. He says you can find a case where you have that. If you make an L shape,
yeah.
You have a corner here and a corner here. This is not a corner. It's not sticking out. It's going in. You have a corner here and a corner here, and you have a corner here. But that's not much of the case of whether the garment was shaped like an L. So basically a regular garment, but it had five corners instead of four, and it's chayav. So you don't need a perfect 90-degree angle. But you need it to be squared. It should be, I guess it would have a sharp edge to it. There's an Aruch HaShulchan which discusses the Sagabi Ribu of the tefillin. Right, so Lachos Ribu, the Lachos Moshe Zinah, the tefillin have to be square. He says also, I mean, they said it had to be square. They weren't saying that it has to be this perfect square. And there it had to be a 90-degree angle. So nowadays we have calipers and we have these machines which can do this beautiful, you know, round, you know, squaring off. They didn't have a lot of that, you know, so obviously it wasn't a perfect, it was rounded to some extent. That was still called square. So he says you have to assume like that. So Mishabro over here is a Tzarchiyun. He feels confident to say that that's true by tefillin, and the pasha that people have true over here by tzitzis also, and that's the Gemara by Mizbeach, that you see that it doesn't have to be a perfect square.
Meaning there isn't a specific shear, it's whatever it looks like. I was looking at the Masa Dirshu here, mentions Jolin, also mentions, I guess, the Chazanisha on what's ribuah for tzitzis, that it's lefi marasayin.
It has, you know, I'll tell you once a Rebbe asked, you know, by Hilchos Berurer. So by Berurer, halacha is that if there's no taruva, there's no issur berurer. At first there has to be a mixture to be considered. You have to have everything together, and then you're being berurer out of the mixture. So mixture, there's no issur berurer. If I have a gigantic item sitting over there, another one sitting over there in the room, it's clearly they're very distinct. I take water and I put two eggs in a pot of water. Right, so there's no barrier on the two eggs. There's two eggs sitting in the bottom of water. It's very distinct. The egg, where the eggs are, where the water is, etc. So I want, you know, so really teruvus is defined by three things: the size of the items, the amount of the items, and the proximity of the items. So is there any type of a formula to give the definition of a teruvus? So my Rebbe said, if it looks like a teruvus, it's a teruvus. If it doesn't look like a teruvus, it's not a teruvus. Right? That was his response. So if it looks like it's circular, it's circular. If it looks like it's not circular, it's not circular. Right? Very, very.
You don't have any litmus test to ask a katan.
What?
There's no litmus test.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Okay. So the mechaber mitznef is his petura. So this head covering that you put around your head is potter. Even though it has four corners, so it's a long piece of material which has two corners, this had two corners of that, and you wrap it around like your turban, you wrap it around. It's a four corner garment, right? If you think about it,
yeah. Right? A long turban?
It'd be like a long piece of material which you wrap around the head.
But this gets to what we were talking about yesterday.
Right.
In terms of.
Now, the filo shel artis hamarov, even the people in the Maghreb, Sheshnei Roshah Mushlochim al Kisveim Begufam, the Morocco in that area, that the way they would wear it is they would then take the two ends and have them sit on their shoulders. So they're going onto their body a little bit. It's potter. Alvishim is kasebar Roshah Berubo. Even if you don't do just a little bit, you do a lot. It's covering the majority of the body. It's still potter. Why? The kiman sheikra lachasoy sarosh. The main purpose was it should be a head covering. The ksusa marachmona will ksusa rosh. So we understand ksusa means it's made for the body, not for the head. Okay. So the mishnah berurah lama beis kiman sheikara. Kiman sheikara means hechem lo mitzkila rak b'shul kisa rosh. You produced it, you purchased it, or wherever you made it, with an intention to use for your head. So even if you decided this at this point in time to wear it on your body, that doesn't change anything. Okay, the Bir Halacha will bring that the Artzus Chaim disagrees and says that once you're wearing it, excuse me, in a way that it's covering the Rosh HaVerubai, So you would be chayiv. We'll see the part of the birloch in a second. Okay. That which we do, that we make this beautiful atar in our talis, which seems to be like, you know, the function of the talis is to cover the head. Our goal isn't to indicate that my goal really is to use this to cover the head. That's not the point. We said before that the tzitzis which are on the higher part of the garment should always be worn that way, and that the Torah will act as a hecker for that purpose.
I'm sorry, what's higher if you have two in front and two in back?
Well, but if you're wearing it, if you put it on, these are the two higher ones and these are the two lower ones. So you always keep the higher ones high, the lower ones low. Even though you move it in the front, but that's...
Okay.
So the reason wasn't makbet on up going down and down going up. That's why the Lubavitchers don't have an atar on their talis. Now your rabbi says if you have a situation where, let's say, the top of your talis tore, so you want to wear it with the top going down and the bottom going up, because now the bottom is still intact. So it'll look nicer that way, or whatever it is. It covers you better. You want to wear the talus like there's a tear in the middle. Your head comes through the middle. So you want to use that's fine. Even though you switch the top to the bottom, it's not a makbet. Just everything else being equal, you should be makbet. We're makbet to keep the top and bottom. Now, take a look at the Bir Halacha Kivan Shikara. So he sends you to the Mishnah Berurah. Then he says, "Arsus Achayim, Hichlati Miskasa Baroshah Veruba Chayiv Betzitzis." So he feels that you are Chayiv. Neib Kamakush Shehikshal Al Beis Yosef Beshulchanor, because he has many questions.
Can you just leave it for your head? Or this is already it was originally for your head, and then now you're.
He made it for the head, but the mice he put it on in such a way that it goes around the head, then it comes down over the body. So now it's covering Rosh Veruba. So the Shulchan Aruch said, even so, it's still positive because you made it bigger for the head. Comes Arsus Chaim and says, no, but right now it's covering the Rosh Veruba. It's covering right over your body. So once it's covering right over your body, it's being worn in the way a garment which would cover the body is worn. It's not being worn any different than your talus in a certain sense.
But the difference covered majority of the body?
I'm sorry?
It's just coming. The question, what's the Matzias? How far down is it coming? That's what he's asking.
No, so my case is coming Rosh Veruba. It's not coming Rubai, so then it's not a problem. The case is, you know, it's a long thing. So he said, you know, hey, but he let it hang down over right of the body. Right of the body means still the torso. It doesn't mean including the legs.
It's above the
torso,
which is above the waist.
Well, above the legs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from that part of the body, if your majority of your back is, you know, and you wrap around the front, it's covered. So it's time you're chayiv.
Presumably, that was the original. I mean, in Morocco, if that's the way they did it, so that was their original intention.
It sounds like that wasn't necessarily a standard way of wearing it. That's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
If they would talk and wear it regularly like that, you're right. And then okay. So he goes through the questions and he answers all the questions. We're not going to go through the questions and the answers, but I'll compone him because I'm also part of the reason. Some of it's based on the next sif, so maybe we didn't see the sif yet. I'll compone him, so he does raise this argument, and the Mishabura goes through and answers the questions. So Mishabura comes out that he would hold the local Maisa, so like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's Potter. Fine. Mechaber Yudal. Suter Shenoisin Alot Savor B'Malchus Eretz Yisrael. So they have this type of a kerchief that they put around their neck. Shenikra Baravi Shid. It's called a Shid. V'chein Buka Shoyenoisin B'Svarad Al Kosfeim. A different type of a garment that they wore over their shoulders. Peturim, those are potter. So the question is, why in the world is a pot?
All a few of the Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. Okay.
Does Malchus Eretz Yisrael just means within the jurisdiction of Eretz Yisrael?
It just meant those days that they, yeah, just meant the Jewish, right? Well, they didn't have a, right, it didn't mean the Jewish Malchus. It meant the, so look at their pot. So the Mishabura says, Afshay Masik Oisakatika Kama Oyamasaim. The Eshu Kedavakas is Rosh Abruba Shal Katan. It's large enough to fulfill the shear of a garment. Filachi Ptur and Bain Bir Alocha. The Bir Alocha tells you why they're pot. Let's take a look at the Bir Alocha Sudr. It's back on the previous Amid. I'm Mishabura. But Tom is that Kostam Es Yosef. So he says that he says, he brings two, a few arguments. First, he said like this: Sudor Hahem Metkilo Hu Kedisata B'Mesivus Harosh Inay Akar V'Las Asel Al Harosh B'Zman Hakayim. The main reason why people would make them and purchase them was to protect the head in the winter from the cold and in the summer from the heat. Megam the chasis bo harosh bechatichos habeged beeshu oyla legroy b'tara. They use it to cover their head when they went to Kriyas Atara. Mechain avshar roiv hayoyim humavir al aguf. She will have like susa roish upot. Even if you normally the rest of the day you sort of like throw it down the rest of your body, but the reason why you put it on was for the head. Oyesh loymer sheikra vos esur mahem huli shtamish ben lekamad devor. They used to use them for multiple purposes. So they would use, they would sort of then switch it from being this head covering to be a belt to strengthen the, to gird their loins. They would use it to wipe their hands on. They would wrap money in it. They would use it to put Paris inside. They had to wipe the sweat off their head. Even though you're also wearing, you know, you put it on, it was a way to transport a towel. That's what it boils down to. It was functioning along the lines of a towel. You wipe your hands in it, you had to hang it down, you have a place to rub your hands on. That's a great idea, like, you know, right? You always have a way to wipe your hands on, you know, you wouldn't have to use the big communal towel that they. My shirt says, call yourself Raven Zelazel. They all use the same towel, you know. So you have your own towel. It has their own towel. They have this thing hanging down over here. They wipe their hands on it. They wipe their brow with it. It's a great idea, you know. We should just...
It's like you carry a towel around with you, and the fact that you might, when it's raining, or when it's really hot, you might cover yourself with, use it to cover yourself.
Right, but that's not its primary function.
You know, you put tzitzis on a towel that you use for that reason.
Therefore, Avisha is not handy by him, but Ham and Shamim came and Shavosim and the Lakak, Lakashiva, but Lakrina Bash of the Kasapo. That's the second explanation the Beis Yosef gives. So, is that Tama Akron, Masha, the Shkimo, Hamagan, Ram, Agra, Shetiku, Be Uram? They both quote the second reason. Okay. So that was their day. So what about our days? Nowadays we have in our place like the Bir Alocha. Shpashet Michodesh Gam Kain Lahalus Kamin Chaticha Gadol Shal Amav Yisrael Kisvaim. They sort of put all the they put it over the shoulders. Ve'ein Bazem Shum Tam Me'elo Hatomim Kavish Yiduolano. But we don't do it because of these other reasons. We do it because to wear it. So you don't say, well, listen, you see from over there, the law is, if you wear it this way, it's not chayiv. The Yishkir point is not how you wear it, the Yishkir point is why you're wearing it. What is the purpose, the primary purpose? But over here, the primary purpose is to wear it, chayiv, it's itzis. Now, Achlatam HaKerim Shohib Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef gives other reasons. After Dafka, Derech Levisha, Loi Halah, it's not really worn, it's just put around you. As opposed to wearing includes, like, you know, it's made to fit to a certain size. It has sleeves. It has the way that you wear it. This is just like sort of wrapping yourself with it. It's called halo'ah. I'm sure they interact with COVID. And the fourth argument is because the main reason people would wear it was like a derech COVID that they wore. They're sort of like this. They're kafiyah, you know. Right? It was Derech Kavod, which Shalom represented a certain stature, etc. The main purpose wasn't protection from the elements.
Doesn't have slaves.
You have status.
So it doesn't have sleeves, he said.
It does not have sleeves. Yeah. It does not have sleeves. It does not have sleeves. Correct. Himself and that these later arguments are very questionable, that that's true, which make a difference in halacha. So under these circumstances, you want to wear such a garment, you should round one of the corners and have no shahad. Let's finish off the simon. Abushim shem mitzrayim shenikroyim gukash v'chein mintigi v'dumanish v'kapatanish v'fidanish shem sagarma. These different types of garments, abishyeshlem dal kanafayim is patur. Even though they have four corners, they're still potter, and this is this Beis Yosef that he says that people wore it else covered. These are all some type of a shawl, scarf, shawl type of an item. So they wore it there covered, or the main reason was a bag of a rosh, or it wasn't levish, it was there halah, like all these different reasons which the Mishnah Berurah mentioned before. That's the reason over here. There is a mashbushim of the people who lived out in these areas. So Beis Yosef says another reason, that they're warm with all four corners in front. So that the Ramos, according to that, anything which you wear with all four corners in front, you're potter from tzitzis. That's what should come out according to the Beis Yosef. So he's taking that reason halakha l'maisa. Okay.
Would that be the reason not to wear all four in front?
That would be a reason not to wear. The Gro actually holds you don't take all four tzitzis in front for Shema, because you're supposed to keep two tzitzis in the back.
I always a kohen so that it has four corners.
Okay, so I'm not going to discuss that now. Okay, that the Mishnah Berurah, that the Beis Yosef goes to various different reasons, like Beir Halacha mentioned some of them. Then he said, the Ramo said that they're made to have all four in the front, not two in front, two in back. Here's the quote in the Beis Yosef. We have to understand these garments that we wear. They have two corners up here, two corners down there, two corners up the front by the top, on the top near the neck, two corners down below on the bottom. That's four corners. Why don't we put in tzitzis? This is the basis of this question. But here it's all that kamatirutzim. So he says many different explanations, and we saw some of these explanations before. Zot Mishnah Berurah, however, all of the reasons that they says that Darkei Moshe is Doicha. So the argument of that the main thing is you wear it for to wipe your hands on, etc., as opposed to covering yourself. Right now you're covering yourself. That because it's only levisha and not derech halah, we know that beged is chayiv and derech halah. They got to be klayims. We're learning how klayim from tzitzis, so tzitzis from klayim. So there's a din of there's no din of derech levisha versus halah. The main purpose is covered. He questions that, etc. So after all of these different explanations, comes the Kimmersh and says, "So what's talking of shad?" Well, who Tama Minik? He explains the reason for the Minik. The Me'achar, the Mitzvah Sitzes, who Lachatchila Shi'achar Shtayim LaFalav Shtayim LaAcharav. The way that you're supposed to wear your sitzes is two in front and two in back. Ma'bushim Shalono Heim Kol Harba Kanofis Lefanov. These garments we're referring to have all four and one in the front. V'yevshal Habisha Minyanachar. That's the only way you can wear them. And Chayav Mitzitzes. So that's not Chayav Mitzitzes. So that's the defining way to wear them. That's what he meant to say. The Rambam says that the corners are not made to wear two in front and two in back. They're made to have all in front of them. A malbush shakar and rock. Shibachubra lamala chatichas beg and murubas munachak seifa meacharov. Shekaran Kolner, Pasha the Potter, she said, Mala ain't looking office.
What is a Savaron? That's their translation.
Savaron is the scarf.
Ah.
So it goes over the shoulders and but they used to it was partially in front and partially in back. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like. Okay. So a rock usually is you ever heard of a phrase, a rekel? Right? A person wearing a rekel on Shabbos. It means a garment. It means a jacket.
They say me'il.
Right? I'm not sure exactly how this scarf attached to the rock, but it had this piece of material which went over the shoulders. Shekar and Kolner, Pasha to the part that's Pasha. Shere the Tzad Mala, Ein Lo Kanafos. So I think if you picture, you know, you're from your movie days, right? You know, the picture they would have there, like it was a garment, but it had like a cape which came out over the back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, oh. So it's attached on top into the garment, so it doesn't have knuffas over there. Right, because it was a corner, menachim like sas mechurav, veins at corners. So the rocket doesn't have corners. The corners are the corners of this cape. The rock has corners in the front, so it has corners in the front hanging down by your knee. It has corners in the back hanging down over here, somewhere down your back.
So
he says, it's potter. It says the way it's made to wear, there's more in the front than there is in the back. It's much lower in the front. The corners in the front are not, as it were, seemingly paralleled by the corners in the back. So that the Ramos says that's potter. I can listen to the Gemara. Kosem Morgan Ram. Morgan Ram then continues and he says, so the Beis Yosef mentioned all these things, the Guchish and the Mintigi, and the Ramos says I have kashas and all of that. He said the issue is front and back, and therefore he says that this case of the rock with the attached cape is which has two sides in the bottom, but in the back, but that's not as low as in the front, is also potter. Come on, so listen one second. Yanchalachas urefefes b'de'agoyim. It's shaky. Well, much of Tom Locher, they don't have a good explanation. So all the pshat of the Beis Yosef said the Darkei Moshe had challenges with. The pshat of the Darkei Moshe, Prima Gadim has challenges with. That's what the Magen Ram means. Can Yer Shemaim Yasek Karen Achaz Agula? Because she calls Beis Yosef B'Shem and Zakenim. The best thing to do is surround one corner. Can Dasher Prima Gadim Shara Chedim? They all hold that's the right thing to do. Rabbi Yemenu. That's what they refer to as a kapata. Kapata has a very long slit in the back, which is over the garment. The majority is open. If the whole argument is because front and back, over here there's two in the back and there's two in the front. she's taken off Ishala Akharov, and Mechuanus Kenegas takes Sabbath Lafana. But over here, the ones in the back are right opposite the ones in front. It's not, you know, all the way down by his toes in the front, and the back is by his on his back. They're both going down to the same length. Okay, so what do you do? Alkan writes to lift her out. So Mechuyev Lasers Shom, a Kaponim Karen Achas Meis and Arbor Kanofis Agula. You think one corner round. Tipatim and Tzitzis. Kileel Besif Tess. Einshem Verloch. We also type Shiagol Oid Shtei Kronos. So you have, you know, I don't know exactly what his kapata looked like, but it comes around the front and it cuts down straight. So there's two kanafas by the neck. There's two kanafas down in the front of the garments in the bottom, and there's two kanafas in the back by the split. So the best thing to do is to make three of them. Now most kapatas nowadays don't come with that straight edge going down. You see it sometimes by the Rebbe Shebekish's. It really just as it comes around the front and it zips all the way up, and it's really a right angle in the front. They don't have a split in the back, so they have four corners, but all four corners are in the front.
Split in the back.
The kapata has a split down the back. Bekish doesn't have a split in the back, but it has four corners in the front. So it depends on what your bekasha looks like. So the Ramah says, since you put shtayim in front of shtayim, you don't, they're not made to have two in front and two in the back. Mechuvin can egg it. It's potter. One more is Meshabur shtayim lachareim. Mezeh aloshim nishach shkogal ezen noshim. So people misunderstood about this halacha. They came up with the following mistake. Shemakapim chelik echem yatalis meoidat shenasadak. They fold it over a few times, so it becomes very very narrow. Ve'mechasa klal rakat zavar, only goes around the neck. Kavanosim shiu shtei tzitzis lachareyim mamish al kisveim. And then it comes out by doing that. So they sort of like fold up the back of the talus. So if you fold it up, up, and up, and up, so then it's sitting around your neck, and the tzitzis are hanging by on your back. So that's wrong. The Turks. Shayad mafsekis bekatzia talis boivin shemishnei atzodim yeh echad meitzitzis lefonav vechelak lacharov sodim lefonav. So you put it over your shoulders, your hands are sticking out, so that makes this the front and makes that the back, even though you end up wearing it hanging on your side. I'm not sure exactly what, you know, these people are trying to accomplish. But he suggests wearing the talus the way we wear the talus. Most of us wear the talus. Okay.